Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. I like to say we are a complete retirement planning firm. We cover everything from investment planning to tax planning to estate planning, income planning, asset protection, all those things that really come into play when we talk about having a complete retirement plan. Today, we're going to focus on a couple of things. As I've said many times, we can't cover everything. We're limited to an hour. But we try to cover as much as we can. If we can come away with a couple ideas, I'll provide some information to you as well and resources. If you want to get a hold of us, of course, you can always call us at 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. Today, I wanted to cover a little bit on the investment side, the market, and what's going on. You know, the market is up this year, of course, the NASDAQ, the S&P, and the Dow. The NASDAQ is up the highest because that's a technology-weighted index. Up to 50% of that is technology. But, you know, the thing about this is when we talk about in our overall plan, what are some of the risks? How should we be looking at our investment plan? Because there's a lot of opinions out there. There's a lot of noise. Every day it's on in our office, CNBC, Fox Business, whatever it may be, these markets. You hear one person says the rally's going to continue, things are going great, and the next person will say shortly after, we're due for a correction. This market is overvalued. I just heard someone recently say they feel this market's going to correct up to 20%. So there's a lot of noise out there and a lot of uncertainty. But here's really what it comes down to when we talk about the average investor. Most people, and this is what I witness, is most people we meet for the first time have a stack of investment statements. For the most part, there's not as much rhyme or reason as there should be about these investments and how they work together. They have a portfolio, they have investments, but they don't necessarily have a real plan in place. And some of these reasons, again, I want to provide some ideas and solutions. You know, here, this was an interesting fact, and I guess this speaks to that, which this was from Capitalize, a data firm. It showed, or it said that job changers have 30 million old 401ks. That's crazy. 30 million old 401ks out there, and I see this quite often. 401k is an estimated about $1.65 trillion in monies. So when we have accounts that we've left behind, we're not looking at, we're not monitoring them, or we know what's in those investments, and then couple that with the fact if we're married, maybe our spouse has two or three accounts or something. And I get it. Look, I'm not here to be critical. We're busy with life. And so these are, what are the risks here? Well, the risk is number one, lower performance, certainly. Number two, tax efficiency. I'm going to talk about that today. I'm going to try to get into that. And then the biggest is outliving our assets. Because if you think about it, when we have investments, and I may have mentioned this just now, Fidelity Workplace Investment Group states that roughly 40% of boomers have more equity than they would recommend in place. So what's the risk? If you're relying on your investments for income, or primarily, and we've had a lot of discussions on income planning, and that's why you hear me talk so much about, hey, having the income, the checks coming in every week and having a strong income plan, because that reduces the risk maybe the investments have. But this is this dangerous decade if we're nearing retirement, you know, 5 years before and the 5 years after. You've heard me talk about that. So we talk about the sequence of return risk. What does that mean? It means if the risk, it's the risk that if the market declines in the early years of retirement, paired with the ongoing withdrawals, well, that could significantly reduce the longevity of a portfolio. And so when you're withdrawing money from your account, early losses can have an outsized negative impact on your total financial picture. So the question I ask is, do you know what you own? Do you know why you own it? Do you know what the risks are? And so you see where this can be a very big risk. I'm talking about the first one. There's other things here we'll get into if we have some time, you know, as it relates to the overall, your overall portfolio. But this is critical to understand what we own and what, and again, what some of the risks are. We can talk about some examples out there. You know, do you own bonds? Do you own equities? You know, if you have a 401k, and I saw, I just had, this was a recent meeting, these target date funds. You'll recognize them because they have the 2030, 2035, 2040, and so on. And I've come across a number of times where someone's entire 401k is in these. And this was interesting, and here's the problem, according to Barron's. And I agree with this. They don't work very well. They said Vanguard and Fidelity, they have had, this is their response to these target date funds. Had target date funds never been invented, and Vanguard and Fidelity had instead placed their 401k shareholders into existing balanced funds, those investors would be significantly wealthier today. So Morningstar crunched the numbers over 15 years and found that Vanguard and Fidelity balanced funds consistently outperformed target date mutual funds. The pattern dates back even further and holds true for 19 years and 26 years for Fidelity's, because that's when they launched these. Target date funds are in their default funds. They have to be in 401k plans. So many people are in them. I get it. You want to use them. We can talk as you look under the hood. They usually have a pretty large international exposure. That's my opinion. And so this is just one example of when you start to look under the hood, you see what you own. We could get into bonds. You know, bonds have been problematic. They're down year to date. How many of you have bonds and say, okay, well, that's the safe part of my portfolio? Well, it's down year to date. The 10-year treasury, again, is down, or 20 years, down 6, 7%. It was down over 37% going back to 2022. So, you know, there's this inverse relationship. I think Warren Buffett was quoted as saying bonds should have a warning label. So what are we doing to try to minimize some of the risk on these investments? Again, the starting point is we need to get organized. I've said this before, financial organization. Let me offer this, and I'm going to make a couple offers here. We have this investment planning report. It walks you through what I call the five steps. It's a five-step method to getting an investment plan in place. It will, and I'm going to include the asset organizer as well, because if you start to do this, the I would just, that's step one. I always talk about financial organization as it relates to your overall plan, but certainly in your investments, you are probably going to uncover things you were totally unaware of. I had someone who uncovered an account that was worth like $99,000. I mean, shocking as that may seem, but this happens. But you're going to see what you own. And then if for those of you who are married, what your spouses own, if you do this one assignment and you commit to doing these things, this is a huge step. And then you can start the step of, okay, what should I own? Where are my risks? If you want that packet, I will send it out. Again, the investment planning report, the five-step method to get an investment plan in place, sticking to it. That's about, again, remember, having a plan, as well as the asset organizers. I'll conclude in the retirement roadmap. So give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. There's information there as well to download, and you can email me too, or just if you want to set up a time on the website from there, you can, to schedule a time, you know, for a call. We can chat. But this is such an important step. I know I talk about creating income you can't outlive. I still believe in that piece of your plan. This is the investment piece. And unfortunately, when bombarded with a lot of noise and information, and you know, it's the old adage I've said before, one person sells a stock, the other person is buying it. They both think they're geniuses. We need to understand what makes sense for us. It's critical when you take a look at risk tolerance, investing time horizon, financial goals. These are the three big factors that shape how you should be investing. It's important to build a balanced portfolio, and it's got to be based on your personal investment objectives. That's what we talk about. When it comes to your portfolio, I don't think there's such a thing as set it and forget it. And so I think you should put your portfolio through a stress test. It's going to help you determine how you fare in even the worst market conditions. So this is what we can do for you. The important thing is to have a plan, a portfolio plan. This is where I believe it will increase your success rate. So if you want to take advantage of this, we'll do that portfolio stress test for you on your 401ks, on your overall portfolio. Give us a call. There's no cost or obligation. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711 for your portfolio stress test. I'm pretty confident we're going to uncover some things you're unaware of and hopefully create a little less stress in your overall planning. Coming up, I do want to get into some other ideas as it relates to the overall retirement plan, your investment plan, tax plan. So stick around. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want to get a hold of us, get some of the information I've already offered, or just call, schedule a time if you want to talk, chat, or come in and see us. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. You can always go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, download information, send me a question. I will always answer it. Or if you want to, again, schedule a time to chat, you can do that as well. We always want to be a resource for you on whatever topic that may be part of your overall plan. Again, whether it's your investments, your taxes, tax plan, income plan, estate and legacy plan, we address it all. That's what we certainly try to and help you in any way. Today, I've been speaking about the market and understanding our investment plan. And there's these risks that could be in our plans that we're not aware of. The first thing I said is we got to get organized. I mean, if you just do that one thing, that's going to make a huge difference. I quoted that Capitalize, that data group that said there's over 30 million 401ks left behind, old 401ks. Think about it. That's just, I mean, it's staggering. 1.6 trillion. There's probably an IRA you set up a long time ago, or maybe there's some brokerage account you set up at a bank or whatever. And then your spouse may have three or four. And so we lose track. We're busy with life. And maybe there's some risks there we're unaware of. I talked about as we go into retirement, if we're relying on those investments to provide income, well, there's a sequence of returns risks. The risk that maybe in those early years the market's down, you know, in the 13 years from January 2000 to 2013, this was the height of the dot-com bubble. So I don't know what the please don't get me wrong. There's no way to predict the market, but you can be smart and strategic. I'm going to get into some other ideas here in a second. But the 13 years from January 2000, the height of the dot-com bubble, stock valuations fell from the high levels, and market averages at the start of 2012, 12 years later, stood at the same level from where they started at the beginning of the millennium. We can go back to these phases. I don't know, again, what the next 10 years are going to be. I don't know what the next 12 years. Nobody does. So we just want to incorporate this into our planning and try to be, as I said, strategic and as smart about it as we have. I offered that portfolio stress test. I will offer that again. If you want to take advantage of that, we'll take a look at under the hood. This will, number one, you'll get organized because you got to get all your stuff together. I usually use the phrase, throw everything in a box and come on in. But I see that often, and that's okay. Most of the people we see usually have a stack of investments that they come in with, and we get organized. And then you can see what you own, and you can be strategic. I'm going to give us some examples here on that as well. But if you want to take advantage of that, again, you can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. You can also call us, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, for that portfolio stress test. I mentioned target date funds that are very common in 401k plans and how they've underperformed according to Barron's. We talked a little bit about bonds and how we need to understand they may not be as safe as we think. I'm not saying abandon bonds, but they've lost money over the last few years. You're probably down. Small cap stocks have been flat for 3 years. So what should we be looking at, and how can we structure a portfolio? Number one, we know what we own. We understand it, and we can stick with it. And I'm not saying you can't make adjustments, almost like a dimmer switch every so often where you see there's opportunities. If there's a correction in the market and a good stock gets beat up, maybe you buy it, all right? Buy it in the Roth. So let's talk about that. When we talk about your different accounts, whether you have a bond, a target date fund, or whatever you want to call these different, whatever you own, my point is there are three, I talk about three types of investments. Taxable accounts, your regular accounts, we get that 1099, a brokerage account, a bank account, savings, you'll get a 1099 every year, right? Those are taxable. Then you have tax deferred, and then you have tax free. You can own the same, you want to own a CD, you can own it in a taxable account. You will pay interest every year on that CD. You can own a CD in an IRA. The interest will grow in there, and you won't pay, you won't get a 1099. It will grow tax deferred. But eventually you'll pay tax, and you can own it in a Roth where you will never pay tax on any of the interest. Same thing with the stock. You want to go buy Microsoft, you can own it in either one of those. The difference is not the investment you have, because I've had this question before. Someone will say, well, what can I own in a Roth? You can own the same thing that you own in everything else. The difference is it's tax-free versus tax-deferred or taxable. So why is this important? Well, it's important on a number of levels. First of all, just understanding, but when you start to get organized, then the question is, okay, if you're going to have some growth, we talked about that study Fidelity said, baby boomers, this was based on Fidelity's study. They said they felt they had too much, over roughly 40% had too much in equities. But if you have equities, where should they be? And I'm giving you general comments. Well, they should be in tax-free or taxable. Why do I say that? Because if they're in tax-free, that means they're never taxable. If there's dividends paid on them, that's never taxable. Never. Let me repeat that. Never. the money will grow tax free. You know, Nvidia's gotten a lot of press because it's up, you know, 300% and so on. If you own that in a Roth, you pay no tax in it whatsoever. Apple's has been rallying lately. Microsoft is as low as 240. It's up to 460 right now. But if you had bought it there and it doubled in value, it's all tax free. Right? I had someone call me a while back about Tesla. They bought Tesla a long time ago. Yeah, I think it went from, I don't know, he had over 100,000 in it. He put not a lot in it when he bought it years ago. And he said, man, I wish I would have bought that in a Roth. I wish you would have too. So this is part of this when I talk about this portfolio stress test. It's not just about what you own. Where do you own it? Now, the fixed investments, whether it's a CD or a bond, there's other fixed assets we can talk about. But those primarily should be owned in the IRAs. Why do I say that? Because every penny's taxable. If I have growth, I want to have as little growth taxable as possible. I want that outside of these tax-deferred accounts. My required minimum distributions. Why would I want to make my required minimum distributions bigger? Right? So if you have some things that have some protection of principle that are lower risk, own them in the tax-deferred. So do you see how now what we're doing is we are not only getting organized. I'll come back to that. Number one. Number two, we're creating tax efficiencies. We know what we own, too. And this is where we can, again, have a little more success, less stress, certainly. Understanding, boy, that's important. And this is really, this is just powerful, you know, because it doesn't have to be that complicated. That's the beauty of all of this. And that's what I try to pride myself on is explaining how these things, it's really not that complicated. When we get into any aspect of whether it's tax planning, it's, you know, because people say, that makes sense. And it does. It's not that complicated. So again, let me make that offer. If you want the packet, the investment planning 5-step method to create an investment plan, plus the asset organizers, I'll get that out to you. If you want to do because everybody's situation is unique. If you want to do a personal portfolio stress test, get organized, get a plan in place, feel good about it. And of course, you make the changes as they make over time. It's not a set it and forget it. Get a plan in place. We'll do that too. 630-864-6711. If you want to either schedule a time, you can go to our website, as I said before, alphawealthgroup.com. If you want the portfolio stress test, or if you want us to send that information out to you to kind of really do a reevaluation, this could be, you know, taking this step is one piece of what we call the five pillars of your plan. This is just one piece. But if you get that in place, that's another check the box. Now we can do these other things, and then you have a good, and what I like to say, a complete plan. So let's take advantage of some of this information. I hope you do. And you know, this is, as I said, something that's important to your overall plan. We hope the market keeps going. It is an election year, and historically the market has been up. Out of the last 24 elections, only four have been down. 83% probability. Not saying we know it's happening this year, but those are the facts. All right. Stick around. We have so much more to get into. We're going to talk about all these other aspects of your retirement plan. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the president and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want any of the information we offered, you have a question, you want to get a hold of us, 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. There's great information to download there. But I wanted to, and I almost feel obligated, we got to talk about taxes. I mean, when you go back, some would argue that our country was founded on this taxation, the issues of taxation, going all the way back to the Stamp Act. Taxes are an issue. You know, the question always is, in fact, this was kind of funny. It's illustrative. If you remember Frank and Ernest, that comic strip, those old kind of disheveled curmudgeons, but there was a question. They were talking to each other, and he said, I don't know if I can live on my income or not. The government won't let me try it. And so the question I pose to you is, do you want to make the IRS or the government a bigger partner in your retirement? And I think I know the answer to that. So we're going to dig into that. I mean, we are going to dig in, and we're going to get into some things. We're going to talk about not just income taxes. There's all of these other things that you're probably not aware of, or maybe not. You hear about it. Taxes on your Social Security, up to 85% can be taxed. Also, your Medicare premiums, it's called IRMA, income-related monthly adjustment amount. You know, those premiums can be as high as $594 a month. Are you aware of that? I consider that a tax. That was part of the ACA. You also have net investment income. Have you heard of that? Then you have required minimum distributions, estate taxes, and all of these things that come into play. So taxes can play a huge part in your planning. And so when we talk about what does it look like for the future, you know, our current tax rates are at 40-year lows. Our national debt is approaching $34 trillion and going up by $2 trillion. I think every 100 days they said a trillion is being added. What are we doing? Because you may have heard the term before, tax time bomb, because keep in mind, again, you take money out, it's taxable at whatever the tax rate. It can cause these other taxes. Then you have required distributions. Let me get into here's the way I kind of want to approach some of this. Then I'm going to make some offers here. We have this terrific guide we put together. It's called the Retirement and Tax Reference Guide. It really is. It's a great tool. And then I'm going to offer the Getting to Tax Free. I'll do that in a minute, that entire report that gets into these ideas. But I've had these conversations just this past week. I've had so many conversations, and I guess this is common every week. I think it's illustrative. And so let me get into some specific ideas that I think can help you. And I have a number of them. I can't get into everything, but let me get into a couple. The first, and probably the most obvious, is the Roth contributions. I've had two or three, maybe more meetings this week where I find most people that come in have very little money in these tax-free accounts. And so, you know, the point is you can put up, if you're 50 or older, you can put $8,000 a year, $8,000 per person per year. So, again, someone I met with recently became clients. We added $16,000, $8,000 each to their accounts. Now that's tax-free money that will grow the rest of their lives, tax-free. And so when we look at these things where there's no required minimum distributions, there's no tax on it, the tax rate is always zero. These are on Roths. They don't tax your Social Security. They're not going to impact your IRMA, which is your Medicare premiums. They won't be a part of this net investment income, which I'm going to talk about, which, again, some of us might be unaware of. And they go to your children and spouse tax-free. This is why this stuff is so important. So you can make Roth contributions at any age if you have earned income. It's up to $8,000, as I said, per person if you're 50 or older. I had a client come in. We do these reviews. I try to do three or four reviews a year with my clients. And they came in, and we've been doing Roth conversions. This is really it's gratifying, because all of a sudden they have hundreds of thousands of dollars that they've repositioned. Now, they're both retired, but the wife works part-time. She made, I think, $20,000 last year. So they can still contribute to Roth. Guess what? We still contribute to Roth for them. Non-working spouses can make contributions. They had, again, enough income to still continue to make Roth contributions. So not only are we doing Roth conversions, we're doing Roth contributions. And so I want you to be aware of some of these ideas. Again, I'm giving you just conversations I've had this week alone. I had another person I talked to actually at the gym we were working on. We've had conversations where he knows what I did. He'll ask me about stocks and some things. And he said, you know, I've been contributing to my 401k, and I'm trying to do mostly Roth right now. By the way, that's another option. Roth 401ks, up to, if you're 50 or older, $30,500 can all go into a Roth. But I explained to him, I said, what about your match? He said, what do you mean? I said, well, you have a match, right? He said, yeah, they're matched 6%, which is a terrific match, by the way. And I said, you know, that with the new Secure Act 2.0, you can, if your employer will do it, you can ask them to make the match to Roth. He wasn't aware of that. So guess what? He's going to call his 401k provider to now get the Roth match on top of the Roth contribution. There's so many more ideas that I want to get into today. But again, this is what I call forward tax planning. And I posed the question before, do you want to make the IRS a bigger partner in your retirement? Right? Because if you're pulling money out and you got to turn around and give a chunk to the government, and then it causes more of your Social Security to be taxable, all of these things, this is part of it. I have a number of ideas of getting to tax-free. I just kind of brushed the surface on Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks, Roth conversions, Roth matches on 401ks. You aware of that? Let me offer that, again, this reference guide so you can use this as a guide. I'm going to come back to this and say why this is so important, but it talks about what your contribution limits. Health savings accounts are in here. All of this stuff, the marginal tax bracket, this great reference guide, as well as information or strategies on getting to tax-free. So if you want that information, there's no cost or obligation, but let's start putting some of these things in place. 630-864-6711. Your getting to tax-free report, as well as the retirement and tax reference guide. These are great tools to really start to take control and try to minimize the amount of money that you have to turn around and give to your partner, the government. It's really disheartening when I see this. As an example, you know, if you think about it, when you take money out of a IRA or a 401k that's a traditional, especially if you're now where you're at a point where it's Social Security and it makes more of your Social Security taxable, it's up to 85%. So depending on where your income is, and this is something I get into with, you know, I'll get on the board, explain how your Social Security is taxed. But the point is, if you're at that point where for every dollar you take out of your IRA, it makes another 85 cents of Social Security taxable. Think about this. You take out $10,000 from your IRA or 401k. That means you may have to include another $8,500, 85% of your Social Security. So when I explain it, I'm saying you're not paying tax on $10,000 from the retirement account. You're paying tax now, additional tax on $18,500. Pretty serious stuff. You see how this works? So let's take advantage and start doing some of these things and get to as close to tax-free as possible. Let me make one other offer. I offered those reports, and I offered that reference guide and these tools, but if you want to sit down and go through this, you know, because everybody's situation is unique. Bring in your tax returns. Throw everything in a box. We'll go through this, and we'll look at your overall plan, too, as far as creating income you can't outlive. We've talked about that. Minimizing taxes, trying to get as much of that income tax-free. Protecting the assets. Having an investment plan. We'll do a portfolio analysis. We call it the retirement roadmap. If you want to take advantage of that and do more of a what I call a personalized, customized and complete analysis, you'll meet with me personally, give us a call. Or you can go to our website too. But if you want to give us a call to schedule a time, it will be productive. It will be worth your while. I'm confident in that statement. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time, send me questions, get in touch with us. Any way I can help you, we'll help you out. Coming up, I'm going to get into a number of more ideas. It's all about getting to tax-free, getting to financial independence. You listen to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the president and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want any of the information we offered, if you have a question, you want to get a hold of us, 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. There's great information to download there. Again, you can reach out if you want some, have a question. I will always get you an answer. Or if you want to even schedule a time to just chat. Again, want to be a resource to help in any way we can as it relates to your retirement plan. As I said today, we're focusing on taxes. I know we talk about it, but I felt obligated because, I mean, we talk about financial independence. One of these big things, I think, as we go into retirement, maybe one of the most overlooked is taxes. And this generation could be one of the biggest, hardest hit for taxes, could play a big role in our retirement. In fact, when you take a look at taxes, this is interesting, I think. First income tax law was passed during the Civil War to raise revenue. Now, that was found unconstitutional. So what'd they do? They changed the Constitution, the 16th Amendment. And that was in 1913. You know what the highest tax bracket was? 7%. Okay. Well, I think it's a little higher than that today. We see how that works. But then, more than that, and that's why I want to be clear on some of these things, and I offered that reference guide, and I offered this information on getting to tax-free. It's not just about one thing. It's not just about your income tax bracket, because keep in mind, and most of us have money in IRAs, traditional accounts. It's common that that's our biggest asset. Well, every penny is taxable, whatever the tax rate is. But keep in mind, when you take money out of that, not only is it taxed at whatever marginal tax bracket, and it impacts or is used to determine how much of your Social Security is. It's used to determine how much you will pay in Medicare premiums. As I said, these premiums can get over $500 per month per person. Think about that. That, as far as I'm concerned, is a tax. Call it what you want, a premium, but it's a tax because it's based on your adjusted gross income. It can also impact what's called net investment tax. That's a whole other thing. That's 3.8%. In fact, now, it's an interesting article. It said that it's tripled since the tax took effect in 2013, rising from $16 billion in revenue to $60 billion. So these are things that, you know, we just get blindsided by. So I just want you to be aware of Roth versus traditional health savings accounts, 529s. There's all these different things that are tax-free that we can use in our planning, where, number one, it's not taxed. The tax rate on it is always zero. It is not included in our taxable Social Security at all. It will never go on your 1040. In fact, it's almost like we're living before 1913. There was no income tax. It doesn't impact your IRMA, your Medicare premiums. There's not an investment income tax on it. And if tax rates go up in the future, as I said, the tax rate on it is always zero. It goes to your spouse and children tax-free. Do you think we should be doing more of this? I posed the question in the first segment. Do you want to make the IRS a bigger partner in your retirement planning? And so this is really, I think, fulfilling when you start to take advantage. I really incorporate, I'm an investment advisor representative. I'm also licensed in insurance. I'm licensed on that side too. We do, I like to say, complete planning. We do estate planning, investment planning, tax planning, of course, income planning. But I incorporate this. It's important. And I say, when I tell people, bring everything in, let's see your tax return. I pull out tax returns. I show someone, look, do you see what your marginal tax bracket is? I'll give you a quick example. This is why this is important. Right? I had someone in here, again, I was giving examples of conversations I had this week. I had someone in this week. They're in a 12% marginal tax bracket. That's in this tax reference guide, by the way. That's why this is so important. You can pull out your tax returns and see where you're at. For example, for 2024, if your taxable income, not your gross income, you're taxable. You have about a $30,000 deduction if you're a couple. So if that's your taxable income. But if it's under $94,000, you're in a 12% tax bracket. Are you aware of that? So people sometimes that go into retirement, there's a great opportunity here to say, if I can convert money, this is a conversion at 12% to never pay tax on it the rest of my life. Do you want to do that? And then you can do some at 22, which is the next bracket, and maybe blend the two. Would you do it? Well, now I'm making informed decisions. And if you're contributing to a 401k, that's another thing. Do you want to just pay the 12? I had a conversation again. This is another one this past week. And the one spouse is retired. The one is still working, so their income's a little lower right now. And I said, you know, you're in a 12%. Now, you can put the money into the 401k. You won't pay the 12%. Even if you're in a 22, it's pretty compelling. You won't pay the 22% today, but you'll pay tax on that contribution in the future. Whatever the tax rate is, you'll pay tax on all of the growth. And whatever the tax rate is, it will be used to determine how much of your Social Security is taxable. You'll have required minimum distributions, and your spouse and children will pay tax on it. And it could affect your Medicare premiums. Again, I just want you to be aware of some of these things. So when someone says, well, a Roth versus what's your tax bracket, let's just look at this one thing. There's a lot more to it. I hope you can see that. And then estate taxes, it can be exposed to estate taxes. This is really good. I don't want to be depressed here, but I'm trying to give you the good news. And as I said, either you're going to pay the tax on that account or your children will pay it. They do not on Roths. This is important stuff, and that's why I offer this information. Unfortunately, we have this terrible relationship, and I get it. It's not fun. I do my own taxes. I even do my S-Corp tax. And so I understand this very well, but, you know, this is it's not fun. Right? No, and you do it once a year, you give it, hand it off to your accountant or whoever's doing it, or you do it and you don't look at it again for another year. And that's unfortunately to your detriment. So that's why I offer this information. Some of these are simple ideas. Roth conversions, I mentioned, you can do any amount at any time at any age. And when I see clients come in here year after year and all of a sudden I just keep seeing these Roth accounts continue to grow, and all of a sudden they started with zero and they've got a few hundred thousand of tax-free money. That's pretty fulfilling. And so these are all of these ideas. There's so much going on. I wish I could get into more of it. But I've talked about a Roth conversions, Roth contributions, your 401k match, health savings accounts. You get a deduction on the going in. It grows tax-free, and it's tax-free coming out. Are we doing these things? If you want this information, as I said, I'll get it out to you, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You can download information. Send me a question specific to you. I had someone send me a question on, you know, on Roth contributions not too long ago. And, you know, you can also do after-tax 401ks. I had someone, I didn't have a chance to get to all of these, but maybe I'll talk about that coming up. You know, if your 401k beyond the $30,500, you can sometimes you have to ask your provider, can I put more money in? It's called after tax. Why would I do that? Because now I can convert it to a Roth with no tax on it. So think about that. I'm doing the Roth as a match. The match is a Roth, my Roth contribution, and I'm doing after tax contributions that I can move to a Roth. This is you can really accelerate this and get to a point where, imagine if you get all your Social Security tax free. You could. If all your money was in a Roth, I've said this before, if all your money was in a Roth, you would pay nothing. Even if you and your spouse had $75,000 of Social Security, it would be tax-free, all of it. So this is pretty powerful stuff when I talk about this. I offered the information again. Let me take it another step. You know, we have a lot of challenges. It's not just understanding taxes, saving and investing, economy today, all of these things to be successful in retirement. Well, it comes down really to creating a financial game plan. Generating income, paying for health care, reducing investment risk. This is what it's about, having a comprehensive plan. So if you want to take advantage of that, we'll get into these specific ideas. Give us a call. Go to our website. You schedule a time with me to meet for a complimentary consultation. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. I hope this has been helpful. That's all the time we have for today. We'll be on next week at the same time. This is Tom Fortino of the Alpha Wealth Hour.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.